To Afghanistan, where four young actors featured in the upcoming movie The Kite Runner are expected to leave their country next week. The filmmakers are paying for the trip. The goal is to protect the boys from a feared backlash to the movie. Of particular concern is a scene in which one boy is raped. The filmmakers say the pivotal scene is not graphic, but Afghans say it's enough to increase tensions in their volatile nation. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson is in Kabul and caught up with the young actors.
Sitting on a living room floor in a Kabul suburb, 16-year-old actor Masi Rastar rattles off a list of celebrities he hopes to see at the premiere of his movie in Los Angeles next month.
Tom Cruise, Arnold, Van Damme, every...
What did he say?
Wrestling by name of John Cena.
It's perhaps a long shot that Masi's friend, 12-year-old Ahmad Khan Mahmoudzadeh, will see the World Wrestling Entertainment star at the premiere of the boys' movie, The Kite Runner. The movie is based on author Khaled Hosseini's best-selling novel about the relationship between two Afghan boys amid political and ethnic turmoil in their country. While the Paramount movie may become a hit in America, many here fear Afghans will deem it offensive and that the Afghan actors will bear the brunt of the backlash. For the moment, coming up with a pretend guest list for the Hollywood premiere dulls the fears of Ahmad Khan and Masi. Not those of their anxious relatives, though. They are waiting for a phone call that is to come 24 hours before they are to board a plane to Dubai. They've been told they will stay there for about 2 weeks before heading to California. The call can't come soon enough. They say the boys are already being harassed. They believe the incidents are linked to the unseen movie, word of which is starting to spread. 12-year-old Zakria Ibrahimi, who is also in the film, describes how a strange man who used a scarf to hide his face chased him on his way to school earlier this week. His aunt, Wahida Ibrahimi, says the boy came home crying and refused to go back alone, so she now takes Zakria to and from school every day.
Did you report it to the police, this guy chasing him?
No. Who is police? An Afghanistan police? It's impossible.
Ahmad Khan's father, Ahmad Jan Mahmoudzadeh, agrees.
Afghanistan is getting worse every day. There are rumors that the Taliban has reached the suburb of Kabul. Two nights ago, they hit the city with four rockets. What do you think will happen to us when they hear about this movie? The filmmakers should help us since they stirred up this trouble.
Mahmoudzadeh says something recently happened to Ahmad Khan at school that neither he nor his son will talk about. The father says he wants to leave Afghanistan with his family for good. So far, he adds, Paramount has refused to relocate them. Paramount representatives refused to be interviewed for this story, nor would they confirm whether the child actors, each accompanied by one relative, will be going to Dubai and Los Angeles in the coming days, as they've described. In a prepared statement, Paramount said the company is committed to the safety and the security of the children, but the children's relatives remain uneasy. They say it's hard to trust anyone associated with the film after being misled about the script. None of them had read the book, which is not available in Afghanistan. Each guardian tells the same story. All of them thought the movie was about kite flying, that they weren't informed about the plot nor given full scripts. It was only during the shooting of the film in China that they found out about the scene in which Hassan, played by Ahmad Khan, is raped. Ahmad Khan says he cried and refused to lower his pants for the scene as requested by the director. Actor Nabi Tanha, who plays Ahmad Khan's father in the movie, says he and the others threatened to boycott the film if that scene wasn't dropped. He says they were told not to worry, but they learned later via the internet that a version of the rape scene remains in the film. Tanha says if he had it to do over again, there's no way he'd do the part.
I'm not crazy.
His friend Yama Haidari says he's pretty sure he won't stock the DVD in his store.
I'm concerned someone might hang my friend for acting in it.
Haidari may be wise not to stock the movie for another reason. Afghan culture ministry officials are considering banning the movie and confiscating any copies they find in video stores. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Kabul.
And NPR's Sarah Saracen contributed to this story from Los Angeles.